This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Like we were talking about at the top of the show, here in Washington, a lot of divisions are on very public display, mostly the partisan divisions. But even outside the Beltway, our country is divided in many different ways. You can call it modern-day segregation by race, political party, and socioeconomic status. A couple of researchers recently looked at places where people are most and least segregated, and they found when it comes to income, locations close to home, parks, pharmacies, schools, tend to be the most segregated because people with similar incomes tend to live near one another. But the researchers also looked at where people come together. Esther Yoon-ji Kang from WBEZ takes it from here.
On a cool and drizzly fall day, a couple settles into a booth for lunch at an Applebee's in Chicago.
Today I'm off work. Most of the time when I'm off work, I come in with my wife.
60-year-old construction worker James Williams loves Applebee's $12.99 boneless wings and says the restaurant has the best spinach dip in town.
They have decent deals and they have great prices. Oh, and they have great drinks.
Applebee's has another thing going for it. It represents one of the few places in the U.S. where people from all kinds of economic backgrounds come together.
Full-service, sit-down restaurant chains.
Maxim Masenkov co-authored the recent working paper titled Rubbing Shoulders. He teaches economics at the Naval Postgraduate School in California. He studied cell phone data to find places where folks with different incomes might interact and maybe even become friends. Masenkov expected those places might be churches or libraries. Nope.
Places like Olive Garden, Applebee's, and Chili's.
That's where people from the top and bottom income percentiles are most likely to mix. The researchers then connected their data with a study about cross-class Facebook friendships. Turns out those relationships happen in areas with lots of chain restaurants.
It's not saying that if you randomly plop an Olive Garden or an Applebee's somewhere that you'll see a whole bunch of really beautiful new friendships blossom, but it's consistent with that idea.
Over his plate of wings, construction worker James Williams says he loves coming to Applebee's because of the service.
They treat me the same as if I was a regular guy just walking off the street. They have to accommodate the rich, the poor. They have decent everything, so this works for me.
I ask him if he's ever made new friends here.
Well, I'm not that kind of a guy, so... Well, I met you.
Well, I came to you.
Yeah, but you're friendly. You seem like a nice lady.
I took my nice lady self later that evening and went to Olive Garden in Burbank, just outside of Chicago.
Can I get the never-ending soup, salad, and breadsticks?
Okay, what would you like?
All around, there are tables full of grandparents, kids, white people, black people, Latinos, chatting and enjoying giant plates of spaghetti and chicken Alfredo. While I wait for my minestrone soup, I head outside and meet Valentin Rodriguez, who had just finished dinner with his son. I ask him why he comes to Olive Garden.
Everyone likes Italian food. It's consistent.
The eggplant parmigiana will taste the same at an Olive Garden here in Chicago as it does in Bismarck, North Dakota. Variety is also part of the broad appeal. There's something for everyone in those giant menus. An Olive Garden hostess, Ruth Gonzalez, says the atmosphere here is kind of like family for both workers and diners.
Some people have many different backgrounds, and we have many regulars coming in every day.
In her 2 years working there, she says she has seen customers forging relationships.
Sometimes like they'll like bump into each other and be like, oh, like I just saw you last time. And then like they actually do become friends, and then you'll see them coming in together another time.
And that's kind of what the study's researchers are talking about. Not to say bottomless wings and unlimited breadsticks are the answer to segregation, but maybe they're one way to bring people from different backgrounds together. In Chicago, I'm Esther Yoon-ji Kang for Marketplace.